עד האחוז שמיים. The many of the kinnas were written by Rav Loza HaKaller, the one we just said, and most of the ones which we will say. Rav Loza HaKaller, it's a question when he lived. There are those that hold that he was a Tana, Rav Loza ben Arach, or from one of the Rishonim. But each kinnah that he wrote is filled with many Ramazim and Rimzei Ramazim, very Dakistic Ramazim, referring to Chazal, Medrashim, Psukim. The kina speaks about Ale Iti Shamayim. I want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to mix Abba with me. Ale, Lashon of Kina, Iti Shamayim, Shamayim should be mix Abba with me. Or Yom Achrivi Pamayim means I curse the day that I was Nechrab twice. The day that the Chorban happened twice. As Oyne Miyitin Rishin Mayim, as a Basi in Yirmiyah, Pasi which the Pasi says is oinim miyitin roshimayim, which is a very important yisoid over here in Kinnas, that many times we feel that we don't feel the korban, we don't feel the tzaris. Okay, there are some tzaris here and there, but what are we really being misabal about? And that alone is one of the purposes of Tisha B'Av. It's oine mite noishimayim is a kina. It's ablus in that which we don't feel the loss. Who mite noishimayim? Who's gonna give me the tears? Who's gonna give me the feeling to cry? If I'm not crying today, that's a chorban. I recognize it's a chorban. The reason why I'm not crying alone is the reason why it's a chorban. But I'm being misabel on that alone, that I'm not feeling the real chorban. Just understanding that if the Yidden would understand what the Beis Hamikdash is, the scarves that they had to Ribbono Shel Olam. In such a deep way, and Galus HaShechina means that we were separated from it. And that we don't appreciate it. That alone is his obvious. And that feeling alone already is a darga. There's a story with Napoleon, where he was walking in Paris at Tisha B'Av, walking by a shul, and he heard a lot of crying. And they said to him, he said to them, "Well, what are they crying about?" So they said to him, "It's Tisha B'Av, the Jewish day of mourning." So he asked, "What are they crying about?" So they explained to him the Beis Hamikdash that was destroyed, which was many years before then. So Paul said if they could cry like this on something that took place so many years ago, then they should get it back soon. They'll be able to get it back soon. We live in a tekufa where we're confused about what are we crying about. We sometimes feel like we're already here. What's to cry about? But that alone, that feeling is what's separating us. And today, just thinking about that, feeling bad that we think like that, is also a form of Yim's Avalon Shalom. In Nachem, we say Ha'ir Ha'riva Ha'bzuya Ha'sheneima. There were those that wanted to change it already. It's not Bezuya anymore. It's not Shemema. It's not Chareva. It's built. We have it. But there's a misunderstanding over here. Even if we have the city, but the connection with the Rabbanu Shlom, through the city, through Yerushalayim, through the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have. Shavas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled back, and that we don't have. And that's what Yerushalayim remains, Chareva, Bezuya, because it's Charav, it's buzzard, it's missing. That connection. Even further, Nachem says by Valu, Hagiyonis, that was swallowed up by a foreign army. Sometimes we think it's by our army, by the Jewish army, but it's not the Kavanah behind it. It's still swallowed up by a foreign army. Until we rebuild that Beis Hamikdash with the connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Har Bayis is a place which will never get back into the Jewish land. So just to understand this is what we need to think about. And that's what we continue with. Avchem bevchi yilal midbar, Avchan alam yilal midbar. It's referring to the first bechiya, which was on Tishla, with the Meraglim, which is in Kosher to Tishla. They were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, living a life that they lived in the Midbar. The Midbar they lived in Anoni HaKavit, which is Kula connection. In there, so it should be a continuation of that connection. But the Meraglim on their Madrega felt that they're not ready for that. They had feelings that if they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to be like one of the other nations. Which means they're going to have to fight a Melchama like any other nation, and that they're not powerful enough for. Which is a mistake that we continue to live with. That we're a different nation. We're different than every other nation. So we get to towards the end, Oz the Kofra Haviyona, Esker Vyasim Chutana, which is referring to Matan Torah. Avil Plogim Kabrechal Yona, Maimra Sinai, where there's a Zgal Sashchino throughout the world, and a meet in Liebe Kayona, where is in the Banshlam. Who will give me an Abra like Yona to fly high? To get out of this matzav that we're in, that we're not feeling what we're supposed to be feeling. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers in the last paragraph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back that I have left you, Israel, me'ez b'drach elo elochu, azavani v'zavtem fona me'em nepach, I had to turn my face away from you, but I'm still there with you, and I'll bring you back.